Rishus Avi Maria. All the Ma'asim and Shinmem Sefei. Come on, the Mokavam and Sefkotin Yud is the Chadish and Yisoid and Ksiva. I mean, until now, we understand the idea of Kesiv is when you have two things. You have ink that writes the Isis, and you put upon a background and you have the piece of paper over there. That we see from the Mishnah two things, Dov Miskayim, Al Gabe Dov Miskayim. You have to have the ink and the paper both be Miskayim. So the first question is, do you need both? Do you need ink and paper? Let's say you just take a string and you make it into a letter. It's not attached to anything. You make the Aleph out of a letter or A out of a letter. Is there an Issa in and of itself without a background? So come along with Mariel Diskin and the Rogachover, and they want to bring a Raya from the case of Isis Agav Proiches. You have to attach it to something, the Mogavrom, Rashi Gittin Navchov. And they want to tie a letter by itself, Lemaisa's Mutter. Give another right from the sugya in Erevim by discussing creating tefillin on Shabbos. The Gemara says to make the kesher of tefillin is also. It's how the sugya of kosher. In fact, the achoidim, i.e., when you make the kesher, you're making oisius, the shin, the dalit. The fact that we're not discussing kesher, we see that just making the letter in of itself, lemaisa, is going to be mutter. And a vazan, a tshuva, and chelik yud aleph, someone wrote him, tried to aster it, says, no, lemaisa, lechura, the Rogachov is correct, the Maral Diskin. And therefore, Rabelski has a tshuva about taking sugar cubes and putting it into the shape of a letter, saying whatever you want, the story. He said, the mice, that's mortar. And we see Isis on the parochas has to be attached, making the letter in of itself, the mice is mortar. And this morning, Chaim over asks, this kid has a case of the snake, they're making into letters, you got it right before Shabbos Chanukah, a present, and he wants to start doing it on Shabbos, making the lamed and the other letters over here. One told that's also. According to this, the chorus should be no problem. On Saturday Sheni, Simur Kor Chaim, a few years ago, that just came out in print in the 1980s, that he writes, that not only doing with the etzboises usher in the ear, is also taking a chut on the table, making a shape out of it, the maisets usher. Says Eish Lavram, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, the reason why making tzitzis on Shabbos is not a bayam tzad the sugi of kaisiv, i.e. has a gematria of the Shema Vaya. He says, you know why? Because it's not really oisius over here. Just a gematria, it only represents Shema Vaya. So that's why it's mutter. Otherwise, it sounds like the easiest in and of itself on your tzitzis, the maisa will be also. The Har Tzvi, the maisa has a tshuva about it. He discusses these rayas. He says, forget, I'll bring your wife from tefillin. By tefillin, the mitzias is on the bayis, you have a shin. On the case of the tzur of the rosh, you have a dalid. On the case of the tzur of the yad, you have a yud. Together, it's a Shema Hashem Shakai. The Noda Behuda says the reason why you allow to take all off from one from the other, it's only because they're not together. They're far apart. One's here, and one's in the bias. Otherwise, it'll be together. It'll be a baya. It'll be Meichik Shem Hashem. Says Zahar Tzvi. We see over here that the letters are not on anything. They're the thing itself. We see over here there'll be Issa of Shem Hashem if it was not for the fact that Kiev Rechok. Says Zahar Tzvi. You're bringing right from the Luchos. What the life right from Luchos is, Chaim and Avi will argue this morning, the fact that it goes through and through the letters, the Aleph, the Beis, the Gimel, which starts for the Mem, is that Nichol the getter of being on something or not? The way Harris is understanding, it's not on anything, and from the Luchos we see, it's still Nichol the getter of Kesiv over here. And therefore, the Shechev Kossi, Mr. Rabbonim Maisa, he writes it's Osir, his Marmokim writes Poshit. He has no Marmokim. He says, well, it's Osir. Writing Isis is also on Shabbos. Rubiat, he just this picture, he writes his example of a string over there. Maisa, he asks it. Maisa among the swarm, it seems to be a machlik, a shakal beer. A fact, Maisa, he has a long tshuva about this question. He says a machlik, then he makes a machlik, so we shame out of this question over here. L'chura, you can discuss, are we analyzing this a sugya of a derabbanan or a case of a deraisa? I once had somebody who came to my house. I wasn't there. He walked in, he wanted to show he was here. He took pretzels on the table and wrote, I was here. Another guy came once to my house, also wasn't there. He took the Lego, did the same thing. Saw that Maisa, he wrote that he was here for Shabbos. There's svaras mikan lekan to say either it's mutter or shalav v'deraisa. Two svaras over here. Al pi cheshbon, if you don't learn the sugya from these rayas, I assume the ilum will assume avad that's kaisiv. Well, the cholpach is near kaisiv. Avad should be also.
Why is it deraisa?
If it's be miskayim, not be miskayim, be drabon. It's kaisiv. This is a letter. This is a letter. Kaisiv. Right. Not miskayim, be drabon. Be miskayim, be deraisa.
After because it's food.
No. What?
And scrabble the same thing?
We'll get a scrabble, Bez Hashem. But the question is, again, writing Isis without a background, mutter or osir? And I assume the animals will assume that it should be osir, because that's kosev. Saying over something, where in the world do we see Nina background? And the Raya that really comes from our Mogavram, which is really the next point over here.
So the same thing about sign language.
The last sign language, the place can be called Matrit. Here, the law of place can say it's also.
So who are those who say
those who ask the sign language surely shall answer this. I mean, the whole question of sign language could be only in the tzad that you hold that you need a back. You don't need a background. If you need a background, of course, be mutter. Now, come along the Magavama says the other way around. We have the Isis and we have the background. Can you attach Isis to a background? That means that you're not making the Isis. You have the letter. It comes from the Sugya Gittin and Dav Chof. Over there, discussing by putting a Isis on the background, the geta, a get for an Eved or an Isha. What the luck over there is. Now, is this a raya to or against the first question? Some want to make a raya that we need dafka background. It's causing Isis on Parathis. Some say it's no raya, and it's causing doimit to malacha. It looks like a malacha. Words in the Mishnah Berurah. Rechanami, lab dafki need a background. So, Yesh lo didn't have a raya. Maisa, the Gemara Gittin, if you look it up, the Gemara Lachora said the Torah of Shabbos is a pelo. The Gemara says the Maisa, it's not nichel negeta of a get. It does not work out. Direct the Torah of Shabbos, how in the world is Mogar Vom bring down this raya nichel negeta ksivo? The Gemara says the Maisa is not nichel negeta ksivo. Says the Torah of Shabbos, the Gemara's case is dafka when you connect it, derech ara, one pin on top, one pin on bottom. We did bederek kviyas, you do one on top, one on the bottom, one in the middle. That's the Mogar Vom Israel. Master Shekel, he disagrees, as in the case even with two lemaises also, he wants to be right and wants to explain the Gemara differently. And Machlokes, you need two or three. How far to understand the Gemara is a kasha. The Archa Shulchan says the Mogar Vom is against the Gemara, the Paskin is against the Mogar Vom. The Paskin Aloch is that if a person puts Oisius on a Parochus, take letters and attach it to a background, lemaises mutter. The Aloch of the Paskin go, that Agam the Mogar Vom, the Eli Rabba brings it down Beloshen Efsher. The Maisa, the place can go like this Mogar Vom, Loshen Vadai, the Chayodom, the Tveres Yisrael, the Graz, and the Mishmur is very clear that way. When Moshe, the Oedim, saw in Tshuva, he says we're supposed to be Machmer like this Chayodom and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Isis connecting to a background, the Maisa, even Isser. Now, how far is this Isser? Are we discussing Isser Rabbanon on Isser Deraiso? So the words of Tveres Yisrael is very clear. He writes to Rabbanon. Pashas, you're not writing any ink over here on the paper. You're only attaching one to another. And the words of the Mishnah Berurah is Ke'ein Kaisiv. Ke'ein Kaisiv. That means Pasha is not the real Malacha. It's Ke'ein Kaisiv. That's how the Svarim seem to understand it. That's not the real Malacha per se that you wrote ink. It's attaching one to another. It's Ke'ein Kaisiv. Hagam, you take out the Chassam Sofer on the Sugya of Asa Kuf Dalad, he writes his Deraiso. But we'll go with Mahalach the Mishnah Berurah and he calls it Ke'ein Kaisiv Adin Rabbanon over here. Now once you have a get of Ke'ein Kaisiv, what about to remove the Isis from the Parochus? Take the letters off in the background. Is that Nichon Negeder of Ke'ein Moichik? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting a Shulchan Atzei Shittim, yes, if there's Kaisiv, there's Moichik. Says the Tveres Yisrael, there's Kaisiv, there's Moichik. That means you cannot take the Isis and attach it to a background. You cannot take the Isis and take it off the background. Now there is a shell among the Sforim. Is this halacha, daf can you convey it to the background and leave it there with Kfiyas? Or even a case of Arai? The Ohr Litzion and the Archa Shabbos want to say, Dafka b'kfiyas, leave it there forever. Maisa is a chiddush otzim, that's not the pashto of the Paiskim, the steamers of the Paiskim, but Moshe and Tshuva is certainly not the way discussing a case of pages inside a slot. They constantly switch. This is the Nechel and Mishnah Berurah, and the Chayodim, Maisa Oivin Isser. And we'll get to the cases of Scrabble and puzzles, and all these other cases, they seem to disagree. Their getters, even b'derech of Arai, they take it, they switch it constantly, will not be Nechel and Isser. Will be Nechel and Isser. To understand this Mogar Vom and this Mishnah Berurah, there's one basic shail over here with numerous nafkaminas, a very practical nafkaminas. What is the idea of attaching an Isis to a background? The simple way of understanding it, and Mishlom Mazam and Archa Shabbos goes this way, that what is Kaisiv? Writing ink on a piece of paper, one to another. Therefore, the side of the Isser is taking Isis and attaching it to the background. That's the, this is Ke'in Kaisiv, the Chumr and the Chiddush the Mogar Vom, and the Shmuel is attaching Isis to the background. At Sana Sheni, a different Malach, Betzim Isis to the background is not the problem. We know that this idea of Kir Verichik Isis, Echem b'tzipori, v'echem b'tferio. That be'etzim put together is mutter. The one that Taz says, he sees itself a mutter. However, that's in the case, we're just putting it together. But let's say you do an act and connect to something, and now they read together. Now it's that nichel, an idea of ksiva, ksiva telefimation, with an act of attaching, and therefore there's a chum of ke'en kosev, they attach to something, and therefore can be read together. What together?
Why to.
The Krushim, you put Oisius on top of it. But what is this Chum over here? Krushim is the Raiso. This Chum over here that you already have the Ois written. It was totally written. You have an Alpha written before Shabbos. You have a background before Shabbos. You take the Ois and you attach it to the background. On Shabbos. It's Ke'en Kosev. What is the Isser? It could be read together or it could be attached to a background. Take one simple Nafkamino. You attach one Ois. Is there an Isser? On the tzad, the idea has to be read together. Nothing being read together. On the tzad, you're putting on a background. Maisi, you're putting upon a background. And therefore, the tshela shmir shabbat kol chosla maisi he wants to be makel. Mashenkin, the ribiyat or shamanisim that said maisi to be machmer. Seem to maybe argue this point. Again, each one that's true or not. Go through Baker 7 different nafkaminas upon this question. What is the said over here? Is it the said being read together? Or they start putting upon a background.
What does it mean attaching it to the background?
We'll get to that. Right now. Let's say a person has, somebody already has a background. Already has a background. That means you have at least that's put on a piece of paper. Now you take this piece of paper and you want to attach it to something else, onto the proichus. You're putting a ice on a reka onto another reka, another background. Is there an isser or not? Already has a background. What's this? They're putting onto another background. There's no isser. Simple bottom exam. A background to a background of Mises mutter. Because the point is not being read together. The point is attaching it to a background. That's what you see is on the background. Has a background. Attaching it to the second background. The Mises and Moshe and Shuvah, what is a Zekimto? Zekimto is, I assume I saw it, it's on the Maram Welcome sheet. He's discussing when a certain shul, the young Israels, they have places for putting up numbers, what page they're holding by. Very nice thing. They come on page 178, so they take out the numbers, and the numbers on a piece of paper, they're slotting into something already. Can you do that on Shabbos? So then, Moshe, if you're just having it, Omud Ba'alma, standing by itself and not being put into something, that's mutter. Kivirichik Ois is not a problem. But to put into something, once you have the Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Odom says to you, Mach before the Mogav Rom, Maisi says it's also due on Shabbos. Also, right, exactly. Now, Moshe seems to disagree. That's not the story. You have a number that's on a piece of paper.
It's written on
the slide. Right, and now you're taking the paper and putting it on something else.
You're just putting it into the slot.
Right, so it's a background onto another background. It's not the number onto a background. It's a background to a background. Well, Moshe seems to understand the Gedur is reading it together. Now, this Chakir is brought down by the Nishma Shabbos. He said the two sides over here.
And
the Moshe writes in the young Israel's also, if they do it that way, correct. If they flip it, that they have now is not a problem. So it's connected on a roller. But if you take it out, like Mashiach Ruach Moed Geshem, to put it one side or other, you tie it in the Choretz also.
His chalk is because it's kavua. He says if you stand them up next to each other.
Stand up, not inside something.
So even if it's on a background, stand up next to each other.
Because it's not connected to anything.
Right.
Right. But when you put it inside a slot, it's connected to background to background, then he still loses it.
It's not background to background.
It's connected.
It's because you put it on a framework.
Right. And but according to Shabbos, I don't care to put it in a framework.
No, but if according to Ramosha.
Yeah, he's asking it. Why are you asking it for?
This is
Ramosha would ask the one ice.
We'll get. Yeah, well, it could be. Good thing. Now, the other picture that was sent out in Atlanta, Georgia, the other shuls, where they have a case over there where they have an ice hanging on one slot, they have a hook coming out. And then number 387, I think it was over there. So it's only one hook, they put the number on it. So over there is a Sefer Torah Chaim. He has a shuv about this question. He has a picture inside the Sefer. I took it from him. So he said the Yisrael B'Zeel Orbach and the Archa Shabbos. And they come along, the Maestin want to be Mekel. There could be everyone who uses Mekel. Because there, you take your finger and you push it, it swings back and forth the number. It's not really attached to anything.
All the numbers are on the same thing?
They're all, yeah. There's one number on the hook, also the picture. But also, all on the hooks, and you can swing them back and forth. Could be everyone on the mice agrees. In that case, it's going to be a case that's mutter. Now, once we have this case over here, two basic nafkaminas to understand this yisoid. Again, we're saying a nafkamina over here, a second nafkamina, a background to a background. Take two nafkaminas in the idea of background to background. One is, what's the loch and the gear to Scrabble? Now, there are three different types of Scrabbles on the market. There's a standard Scrabble, I assume you'll know, in Hebrew it's called Shvatzna. Shvatzna? Well, that's what they bring down, Shvatzna. Shin Shvatzna. Shvatzna. Something like that. Okay. So in Scrabble, there are three different ones in the market. There's one, the standard one, everyone knows, you put it side by side, by letters, you spell a word, and you get a score for it. The second one, that's a traveling one that my parents personally have, that has a record to it, has rings around it to put it inside. So traveling shouldn't fall out. My father's Misa, you turn it upside down, it falls out. It's not locked in. It goes inside with a space, a hole over there. A third type is the locked Scrabble, it gets locked in. So when you're traveling, you turn it upside down, it won't even fall out. Three different types over there. Mommy has it, okay.
It's magnetic?
No, it has as far as I know, it's a clicked in, not magnetic.
It's a frame.
It's a frame that clicks in, and you just pop them out. There's regular Scrabble, there's fancy Scrabble my parents have, and there's deluxe Scrabble. So, the idea of regular Scrabble, which had the din of Kaisiv, is Kivrich Kaisius, which will myself again, which will Chur should be Motor. You can argue the point, but Pash should be Motor. The Maya of the place we're discussing is the deluxe Scrabble, where it gets locked in. Is that Isius Agabi Perichus? Is it going to be Mutter Osir? They point out, let's analyze what this far is. If the reason is because you're putting it onto a background, it already has a background. You're attaching it to another background. And therefore, the Bezil Orbach was Isis' question. He said, according to my father, the Holy Spirit of here is putting upon a background. Gluck Scrabble is a background to a background. The Mice it's Mutter. Printed the attend that one. Tough Shanai involved. In the newspaper, black and white. They said, call my father, my said, it's Mutter.
Why is it Mutter?
Because it's a background to a background.
Well, what's the difference from the numbers on the shul that goes into a...
Chanamis, I'm saying they'll argue. The number of the shul is... Mash Enkin, according to Amosha, come on to Tulay Shalva Badner, he says, I went to Amosha, showed Amosha this deluxe Scrabble. Amosha says, it's also. Lashitasoi. Because now it's being attached, can you read one to another? This mamish, this nafkamin is handed on the side. Is it attaching it to a background to another background? Is it Isser? The motor coin to Shlomo Zalman? What do you say? No, they say it's being read together. And therefore, the Abetzin Asit and Rav Ribiat and Shmuel Shabbos say, come on to Asit. Mashenkin of Sharmig and Bezil Obach, the face of his father, is motor. Now, Dr. Shabbos, he literally tossed, I want to say the reason why Scrabble is motor, because he said, Nichol get of Arai. He has made to pop out, it's not made to be Kvias, and he has a head to, the Homer Shibuah, not a case over here of. Alright, only case of Kvias. So he wants a Mata Lishtosli. But without his far, L'chur, the Nafkamino, Wati, Mata, Asir, what is he studying the Isser? Is it because he's attaching it to a background when he has one? If he says it's being read together, it's being read together. Now, they do want to ask the Scrabble maybe for a second reason. Looking at the Sugya of Kvasiv, the Chai Odom Klalam and Chesed says that games, the Derech do an act of Ksiva to it, might have an Isser of Gzeir Shema Yichtev. On Scrabble, when you play, you keep score. If so, come on to Mesfarim, they say, besides for this fact of Isis Gabi Perichis, let's say you want to go like the Aruch HaShulchan and Smotr. Maisa the Derech, they keep score and you write it down. And therefore they want to ask him, it's had the idea, some of the Simchabonim, or it's an Ashurim. I'll get to that. I know, I saw my parents Scrabble, I know. So the Maisa, those who want to ask him, it's had the Baya of Shem Yichtov. Now they do ask, what right does the Chai Odom make up his own Gezeiro by games also Shem Yichtov? Chaim Gidevsky says, I'll be sorry about Batish, if that's the Derech, who you have a Baya. My father says, by the deluxe Scrabbles, by his, it's very, very fancy. And therefore, on the tray that they have, they are pinned, they can put inside the keep score itself without writing it. It has 1, 2, 3, 200, 400, 500, my mother goes to 1,000, I don't know what it is. So the Maisa, there's no need to Shem Yichtov. It's made to keep score for you with pins, moving place to place, to keep score on top of the, I guess, the board itself, on the thing itself.
So that's the case, then there's never a problem.
So it won't be a Baya Shem Yichtov, you just left the Moshe's problem. Oh, and my parents are not locked in. My parents will be fine. Right, it won't be a problem, Shem Yichtov, correct.
It won't be a problem in regular Scrabble.
No, regular Scrabble, people usually write.
So, but the same way he has pins, so no
one's doing that.
Huh?
That's not the Derek you play during the week.
The Mishnah Berurah
even during the week, we do it that way. Even during the week, you do pins.
But Shabbos people do it.
Again, they won't answer it. If Simcha Bonham says, I'm just saying, Simcha Bonham is the English one in the back, the Pesach after in Klai Yisrael, he the Maisi says, also Shem Yechtoiv.
Did the Mishmur mask him to Chayyadam?
He doesn't bring it down.
Does that mean
bring it down not to argue with it?
Brings down the rest.
I'm sorry.
No,
don't plan to score. Fine. That's all the ball game. A second nafkamina, I had to understand, in this, again, in the second difference, okay, we're saying the idea of attaching a background to a background. That'll be a machlokes from Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. Let's keep those two names over here. A second example of this case over here is, let's say a person can attach magnets to a refrigerator. So first, step by step. What?
You said before,
it's
not part of the house.
So, not mitzad boino, not mitzad toifer, mitzad kaysiv. I was thinking, what shaykhs? Very good, that's really. Right, alf boino, not part of the house. Alf toifer, we'll get to why it's not toifer. What about alf kaysiv? Can a person take an A and attach to the refrigerator? Is that oisius to barifis? Taking a letter, attaching it to your refrigerator. Is that mamish to isser? So Issam Shlomo Zalman and of Yashiv and the Shmir Shabbos and the Maisav, they say it's Osir. It's Mamish the Mishnah Berurah. Isis to Parechis. Letters of on a magnet to a refrigerator. Now, come on those who want to disagree, the Archa Shabbos, the Binchas Ishlish Tosso, it's alright. That's not Bikfias over there. Maisav, you see the fact that the Gedolim did not go that way, and Mishmur is not Machalik. Pasha is no Chilik with the case of Ari Bikfias. As long as I can't say the Bikfias, the Maisav should be more term. And the Archa Shabbos should be Osir. That means Archa Shabbos, he did not write this case clearly in the Sefer, but he gave a shiur why Magnus is not Boiner. So I went over to him and asked him, I Kaysev. She said, no, Mishtosa, it's Ari, but it's not Kaysev on it. Tom, I Mogavam, no Sheikhis, he tells me.
One letter is Osir?
That'll be the other Machlekis. Another question. Now, you could ask me a question. I'm saying letters. Can a person take a fruit, a banana, stick in the refrigerator? Take. Strawberries stick on the refrigerator. If you can't put Isis, why are pictures any better? So, first of all, they point out the Shamzam, the Chaim, and others, Maisa Mekel. And the best way they point out, if a person hang up a picture on the wall, so a person can get a Valma, Chalas Sugil Boino, because they want to be Maturit, Chalas Sugil Mukso, what happened to Kaysev? You're putting it on the wall, you're leaving it there, Bikrius. No one discusses Kaysev. Chur the Sfar, get to, as we'll start today. Is that there's a din of kaysev, there's a din of tzeveya. Kaysev, when you come to relay information to a person, she's running something on the refrigerator, tell people what to go do. Tzeveya is when you come to beautify the thing itself, and if it looks nice. Who are painting on the walls, mitzad, you're telling people information, come to make the wall nice. Could be that's why any magnet you put on that's a banana, strawberry, or thing like that, should not be a problem. Ulai.
Would it matter if...
Well, maybe we'll finish... Yeah, go ahead.
No, they both matter?
Any strawberry or bananas, those both, yeah.
And
there is a Chanish who wants to ask if it's at the Sugil Boino. We'll have to get to the Sugil Boino.
What about half the picture?
I don't think so. Those, we'll say it is. Oh, so we'll get to it. So the Maisa, there's something, again, I emailed out. I assume most people saw the Kosher Innovations. They had this Shabbos message board. Basically, they had a case of this background with a magnet, and you put a magnet on top of it. They sell to you 166 different magnets. And they have all these words over here that you can take off the board and attach them to tell the person, I went here, this, I went to Kiddush, what time. Now there are words there. There's actually letters, the letter S is there. And there are numbers there, and there are pictures of people there. All to go say over stories, what to go do on Shabbos, and they write the Maisa it's Mutter. Now let's analyze it. Why is it Mutter, why should it be Osir? So let's add why to matter it. If the letter has, or the word has a background to it, which this Kosher Innovation has a background to it, now you're attaching it to another background, according to Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, and Maisa it's Mutter. Who gives the Ashkocha to this thing? The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosay, Shlomo Miller. Maisa, if you analyze it, according to Amosha, just like he asked it in the shul by putting on something in the background, the Chorish asked the same thing over here, I'm putting onto a background. Now, aside to get the S is adding it to the word, but I think even putting words together should be the same problem. Putting words side by side, be read together, according to Moshe, should also be Osir. Besides, they put their letters, their S, and the numbers there being read together, I come back 11:30 over here. Who are kosher innovations? Now, again, it used to be sold on the main thing on the website, now it's on the side. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe it didn't sell well. Maybe they knew the chulkim over here. But my son, Shmir Shabbos, according to him, will be motor. According to Moshe, Yisrael, it should be also over here. Now, you could ask, if so, a lot of times we have magnets over here that says advertisements. Of course, we don't mean advertisements on Shabbos. It might be Muksa. But let's say you have a term for Shabbos that says Shabbos starts here, and this is Monday, and Shabbos is Monday, Monday, Tom. You want to put up on a refrigerator. Mice, is that motor, is that also? So, lechor, you go eat the svara, it should be motor. It's not the svara that you are coming to read something together. You're not. This is the thing in and of itself. We also why strawberry in the mice is motor. It's the thing in and of itself. It's not the svara of a background. Everybody has a background. Putting a background upon a background. So either way, lechor, all these things that are magnets by itself, lechor, that says over a story to you, that lechor should not be a problem.
You decorate the entire refrigerator with all different types of magnets.
You start analyzing which case you would, yeah, what not. But again, lechora, the idea of Isis on the refrigerator, Isis, no, that's the Mokarom. Yeah, how far I extend that, I'll let you the line to think about it, and you'll argue with me afterwards. I know that's for sure.
Rearranging? You have a bunch of letters. Can you rearrange?
That's the same problem. Because when you're rearranging it, you're not moving it, you're taking it off or putting it on somewhere else. Lechora, that's Isis on upon the Parachas. It's rearranging Isis upon the Parachas.
Is that an anagram or mother?
I don't know what that means.
Bananagrams?
Don't know what that means. Self.
Game.
I don't know if it is.
A bunch of letters with its own background.
If you're coming to play, we'll see. But I don't know what the game is.
It's Scrabble tiles with no board.
Again, Scrabble side by side. We'll get to maybe why letters might be an issue.
Does it feel like if you take the magnets off the fridge and rearrange them?
Yes, it will still be awesome. You won't gain out of it. Fine. Let's get now to a third nafkamin over here. Let's say a person has beads that kids want to put inside on a string and spells their name. So each bead has a name on a letter on it. Want to put it together on a bead. What's the look in that case? They get involved with the sugya of Shem Yakshir, Mitzvah Sugya Ma'amim, maybe. Well, if you're getting involved with, is in the nafkamin between the two svaras over here. If it's being read together, the maisa is being read together. It's that idea of a background. It really depends how the beads exactly work. If the letter by itself, maybe attaching it through a string is the background. If they have a background, maybe you'd be more to over here. Maisa shall how they look upon it. Shalmanisim said he is the Rebbe. No, even maisa he asked it. So you cannot put these things on. It's on the sugyo of kaisiv.
Why are the beads a background?
So, the beads,
it's hanging. It's like when you
said
the numbers on the...
So, again, according to Moshe, you certainly agree, understand why it's also. Right? According to Moshe, you certainly understand why it's also. According to Shlomo Zalman, the idea of a background, you start playing what defines a background. This is a way how it stays together. I can hear two sides to that. I agree with that.
But that's not a background. A background is...
It is. It's a way of keeping the aces...
It's a background. A string is not a background.
It's keeping the aces
together. That's not a background.
Okay, I hear. I can argue. It's out of the count. All the nafkamin I'm saying can argue. Good lamed like you can argue them. I'm just trying to bring out the point of here and come out every case in the machlokes. Another example. Girls seem to wear sweaters that has aces on top of it. Like Gap has a G, and then an A in between with a zipper, and then a P. Or they tell me now that's old style. Now it's Fox. So tell me now it's an F, and then with an O over here, then an X. My kids told me don't say Gap. That's, come on. Who is that anymore? Fine, it's a Fox now. My son, can you open and close the zipper that goes through the O over here? You have to realize there are two separate sugyas to get involved with over here. One means that in the case of Isis on the side of a Sefer, Brooklyn Public Library, the Mishmur said, Nochen Lahachmer, im Yishle Sefer Acher. According to Vosh Yishalav, Chiyav Chatzis over here. How exactly the paskin? So they come out if it's between the letters. That's mamish, the case of the ishid on the side. If we should not wear this letter, this sweat over here. Again, Mishmur says the del is made to open and close, and still he says, "Nochlachmi yichesei v'acher." Yes, right. Mishmur says a door, a book is mutter, but don't banatu. That means if you had two sweaters, don't wear this one. Now she's finding she wants that one because of the design, of course, you know.
I'm
fine.
You can wear it.
And Mishmur says a book is like a Delis. Mishmur says that. Yeah. And Delis made to open and close, and he's still end off.
That's by the book.
It's the same thing. And they said the book is like a Delis made to open and close. V'oid, the second sugya is our sugya of the Magar Avram, Isapil Parochis. If you go with a background to a background, you can argue the point, maybe it's mortar. But if you go with the Moshe idea being read together, now he's zipped it up, it's Maisa being read together. Here's a question to Eliashiv and a Berkowitz Maisa, an email to him. He says, Avad is as far as Michael. They come Iker from the Mishavua by Nochan Yishl. If you have Sefer Achan or Nochan to be Machmer, it says Avad is a Mokum, the words are the Mokum to be Machmer. It's only a Mokum to be Machmer and not to wear these things on Shabbos. Right. Yeah.
So why is it recommended that they have the clothes on both sides?
That's a good question. Now, that means if you have things being read together, you should do it that way. Now, take a fifth nafkimino. The case of Isis on top of cake. Now, there are really different cases to discuss. One we discussed maybe last Chaburah, or Chaburah beforehand, a week already. But let's say you have a happy birthday with cream, with the H and the A and the P and the past Shabbos. I had two birthdays in my house. So find the question, well, someone was 2 and someone was 11. So the question is, can you move the Isis, take the Isis off? Can you move the Isis? That means you don't want to get involved cutting between the Isis, cutting the Isis itself. So no, I'll do. I'll take the cream. I'll just take the whole cream off over here. Says Simcha Bonim, says the kids of the Shabbos, they point out that is Isis off the Parochus. That's the Isser of Meichik. Agam the Vignam Chaim no wants to be Meichel. They say that's Mamish, Isis up your Parochus. So, you know what? I'll do even better. I'll take the part of the top layer off, and then I'll cut the cake. I take the top layer off together with the Isis. They point out, let's see, according to Moshe, anyway, it's being read together. According to Shlomo Zalman, you're taking the Rekha off the Rekha back onto a background. Then we take off the top layer together with the Isis, come along with some Kabonim and a Felder and a Ribiyak and others who want Taina Maisa is Motor. Hagam, some Kabonim Maisa, he wants a Taina's Osir, a Pira of Moshe, and he sends you to Sefer Ma'or HaShabbos. Look at the Ma'or HaShabbos, he's discussing cutting between the Isis and not discussing taking off the top layer with the Isis. Which leads us back to the question of cutting between the Isis now. Again, a week ago we discussed, what does it have to cut between Isis and Shabbos? The meaning of Olam is certainly he has a happy birthday, everyone says cut between the Isis. But Maisa is not that simple. You read the Mishnah Berurah, his main heter is made to open and close by the Isis inside of the Sefer. Otherwise, the Bayah Kiv Rechik Isis. So why in the world is it mutter to cut between Isis and take out a piece of cake with the H by itself and the A by itself? So the Olam says over, we have two reasons, we're making it serif over here. Number one, according to Ramon, the Tan is Kiv Rechik is mutter sided by partial Ois, sided by whole Ois. Second, the Maimon Mordechai and the Abdin Nezer, they understand there's a chil between a partial ois and a whole ois, and they were the one to argue the whole dimmi in the Gemara's case of Tereri and Tzipari, and maybe the Mishavua Agam does not say it, maybe he agrees to it. For this reason, the Olam cuts between the oisius. They point out, fine, Ula Yeshami Lismach, why between the oisius? But we have another sugya now. The sugya of oisius Agabe Parochus. Come on, Divin's further point down, the coin to a Moshe cannot cut between the oisius. Not mitzad the Ramah's case of Isis on top of the cake. Mitzad the Mogavam Mishnebrua of Isis al Gabay Parochus, then the whole Isis is one being read together. So when you're cutting him and taking it out, you're doing an act of Mechikah, because now they're not being read together. It's just like putting it inside the numbers on this by the shul side by side to take them out as Mechik. So what are you doing? You're cutting it, taking it out side by side. It's Mamash or Moshe's Shul that's answering it. L'chua, not the reason which is the Aura and the Minig Olam to cut between the Isis. According to a Moshe, that's Mamish the Magavram and the Mishnah Berurah. Unless. What?
The Moshe doesn't hold the cure of Isis?
Not something that's physically attached, maybe. That's the Magavram's Kiddush over here. Besides, we get to maybe another reason, maybe. The, yeah, that
so
reason.
When you cut it beforehand, so it's not.
Not cutting before Shabbos. Cutting, people do on Shabbos to cut between Isis. According to Moshe, that's the Magavram. That's the Mishnah Berurah. They won't tell me in Sevach the Archa Shulchan Ulai. But the Maestro Mishnah wants to come on to answer it over here. And that's better than what Simcha Bonim bringing down, just puts it by the wrong sugya.
By Achila, it's okay?
By Achila, that's okay. It's again, if you go like the Archa Shabbos, you want to say it's Derech Arai, again, his Kiddush, the price does not seem to go this way. The Gesach Klang is not Nichol the Chum of the Magar Avram. But again, the Swarm bringing it down by all the different cases that are Arai, Chosh Biyosar. Now, another case, Rabbi Yehuda emailed a question about candles on top of a cake. Now, people have asked me this question. There are two ways to have candles on top of a cake. One, you can put it straight down on top of the cake. Let's say a person, let's say 49, like it would be that age. Let's say you're 49, you put the 4 down and a 9 down. Or the way standing up. So first, they get involved with the question of, first, of mukso. Candles, maysa, are mukso. We'll have to tell that sugyo. So we'll have to learn the sugyo mukso, why beik of these candles made for noi, and therefore, levana not mukso mach maskufoi. The only question, the klishe mach this, the klishe mach letter. Pasha is a case of klishe mach letter. We'll have to get the sugyo why that's so. Why a gun is l'chor a case of klishe mach letter. Different case of why certain things but ikka are not made for the Issa Shavoy. A gun is made to scare a person, and a candle is made for noi. That's ikka, son of your klishe mach letter. We get to kaisiv. Can a person take two numbers? See, if it's one number, you can involve the shayla in the chumah of the Magar Avram by one number. But let's say a person is 49, they want to make a surprise birthday party, and therefore they put the number side by side over here. Is there an Isser? Start clearing. What happens if you put it straight down? So then, according to Moshe, it's being read together, and according to Shlomo Zalman, it's putting upon the background. Therefore, they put it down before Shabbos, take it off on Shabbos. Either way, should be a problem. But let's say, usually what people do, they stand it up. The picture we had was made to stand up. The picture was emailed out on Thursday was by Yehuda Blaustein, was still up the letters. So the question is, how do you look at standing up? According to a Moshe, come out, Noch and Apkimino, being read together, should be a problem. We're taking it off. Masha Enkein, if you go with the idea of putting up on a background, you can argue, is this the background or not? You can get involved. Maybe this is Mamish Arai. This is Mamish like two holes. It falls apart. It doesn't stand there naturally. Or say, no, circle saif. It's there. It can stand by itself. Nich negeda of a chshiva tovya ksiva. It could be a case over here that's also usher. Take the last afkamino, very important afkamino, a case of a puzzle. Puzzle, first, there are two sugyas to discuss, and the four different cases. The two sugyas to discuss is one, mitzvah the oisis on the side of a sefer, Brooklyn Public Library. It's made to open and close. So puzzles are made to go take apart, put it back together. Again, the Shavuot said, the chachilo yesh lahachmer. Noch lahachmer, yesh lahachmer, sefer acher. Again, the kundavosh is a chash, chiyah chatz over here. Void, mitzvah the sugya of this Mishnah Berurah, the Magavom, oisis on top of the parechis, you're attaching things together. So go through different cases, try to be clear. This first type of puzzle is what we have for children. They're basically a two-year-old that just basically puts the picture inside its groove. That means a two-year-old has a case of a, let's say, a horse, and he puts it inside something that's very well for you. He just tries to turn around and get into the place. Then he has a car, try to put it inside the exact place over here. And each one trying to put it in its own place. Now that, first of all, there's no association one next to the other one. There's no chibur, no connection over here. And who are that one? You turn upside down, falls right out. I think a two-year-old puzzle, the mice is not a question.
Someone make a big picture together.
We'll get to that. I'm saying first, things have no association and no chibur. Being clear, right? The different levels over here. The one taking the horse and putting it down, nothing to do with the case, the car next to it. No shaykhs, the rounded and all white piece of paper is white, and nothing, no attachment, no association with anything around it. Then the mice, I think there's no shiloh. There's a second case where they call picture blocks. A case over here where you want to make a whole entire horse of 9 different blocks over here. They are not connected at all. You're just putting them side by side. At the end, you put all 9 together, you'll have a horse over here. What's the halacha in that case? So the machmirim come from two different avenues. One comes from the Simcha Bonim, Megillah Sefer. It's the Cholopachas. The case of the Mishnah Berurah, it says, when Isis is inside of a sefer to be machmer, see also, these things, you put them side by side, you make a picture of what it should be machmer. Though the coming one, Taino, secondly, instead of Vosner, and the Ribiyat, the whole case of Isis inside of a paper of the sefer, Brooklyn Public Library, the Montshuva starts off saying, the case of it is not mischavin. It's a psikresha, you have this svara, that svara, all the different svaras, that's why it's mutter. But the kiddush is coming to make this whole picture over here, this picture block. That's mischavin. So that avad is also. Maybe in the mogri that's also. Avad is also, without noch and lachem, avad is also over here. Which really leads to another case that the past 5-7 years, they started having these pillows that are called sequined pillows that had these little, I don't know what they're called, pitim. sequined? Payetim. That they go back and forth. You go one way, color, other way, this color, this way says the word Pesach, this way says nothing. You go back and forth, and you can go over it and spell different words and take away the words. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So they point out, Luchura, it's mamish the same situation like this case over here, that we have two reasons why the Maaseh to be Machmer. Misad idea of Isis inside of a Sefer. Noch lachmi yishle Sefer Acher. Luchura, the pillow to go do that. Even though it's made to do it that way, it's aimed to open and close, to go back and forth and spell this word out. Again, the email I sent out was the word Pesach on the pillow over here. So they were selling it for Lela Seder. They were selling a pillow for Lela Seder, a sequence instead of the word Pesach, go back and forth. A lot of people fact-check and said, that's Mamish, Yeshle Seva Acha, you have another pillow, don't use this pillow over here. Void. No, now you could say, Yeshle Chalik, that's partial words. His whole entire words. Maybe whole entire letters are maybe better than partial. L'chur, you're messing the whole entire thing up. Void, they point out, L'chur, the case over here is not miskaven. Here's the case of being miskaven. Being miskaven over here. So therefore, for L'chur, these reasons over here, the case of the putim, payetim, or the sequent, over here, L'chur, for these two svaras, just those who are machmer on picture blocks, should it be the same svaras, why to be machmer on top of these pillows?
I said there's no words there, but people tell me that there's two different colors, so they write...
The color they want to say is motor.
That's cohesive.
A picture of L'chur should be the same problem.
Make ice is the right,
so, right? In the sky, maybe, you can argue. So we drop bottom. Now, Atzad HaSheni negate these picture blocks. Those who might say disagree, they point out the reason why Tim Machma, Book of Public Library, because at the end of the day, it has a background to it. The binding is background. There is a connection over here. By this picture blocks, there's zero connection. So how in the world can you call that a case of Kaysev? Boy, you want tiny the whole entire reason why the Ma is being Mekel Dabke in Meskavin. Myself, Mishmur says the reason why it's butter. It's like a door made to open and close. A door you have Kavona to do Baina. You even minister? No, it's made to open and close. Don't get a boina. This is made to open and close. That's the Mohusa Dover. And the Mishmur does not bring down the fact that Ein Miskaven. Even in the case of Miskaven, Mice could be Motor. And therefore they bring down Debet Sinur and the Mishlam Zaman and the Arsin, Shmir Shamas, Mice won't be Makel on the case of picture blocks. So picture blocks is really a Shigal Nas question. How far do you understand the idea of the case of Brooklyn Public Library on the side of a book over here? How do you apply it? A third case of puzzles? When we have these picture blocks, you put it inside a mascaris, inside a frame, inside a frame. So also, they come along Shlom Zalman and Shmir Shabbos and all. That's really putting it together. Then the mice, they want Aser. Debsino and the early Tzion said, no, circle, so there is no Chibur per se, just next to each other, they want them after it. The fourth case is a jigsaw puzzle. Basically, what happens is you lock them inside one with another. So the question over here is to be Machmur for two reasons. One, it means how the sugya of Isis on the side of a Sefer. And second, you get involved with the Magen Avraham now. According to the Magen Avraham, according to Moshe, they're being read together, Vada should be also. According to the idea of putting upon a background, you could argue, connecting it, maybe it's also, is that actually putting on a background or not? Yeshua, the Mekan, Lekan. Is that so or not? And therefore, the Maaseh of Shalom Zalman, and the Yashiv, and Shemesh Shabbos, and the Abaddon, and others, the Maaseh come along to Aser it. Who come along to be Matur it? Those are tiny, need a getter of Kfiyas over here. Mashtengo, the getter of Arai, puzzle made to go off and on, says the Earl of Tzion, the Maaseh wants to make it. Why? Because the Odaf case of Kfiyas. This is not a case of Kfiyas over here.
Hang him on the
wall
for a long time.
So if Mashenki says you take a puzzle and you do a kfiyas, 1,000 words, and I'll show you and you hang it up and you glue it up, that'll be awesome for sure. The Maaseh negate the puzzles, again, there are 4 different types. The one that's mutter the Kuli Alma, I think, are the 2-year-olds. The Maaseh has no reka and not connected one to another, and there's no point, no association with another. The other for me, the Maaseh is machlokes among the Swarm, what to go do. As far as I see, the Anhoga is the Maaseh we let kids to go do it. As we see by now, there are more by the case of Boina, Rish and Zayin, we let kids do things. And adults, the Maaseh, we don't do that. The Minigun for adults not to play these things on Shabbos. Again, everyone understands sometimes children, adults are children. That's always an issue. We'll put that to the side. Now, in Sefer is Ikkes Sugyo, Sadi Mechaba, the idea of Roshim. Now, Roshim is a mission of Nafkov Gimel. We have Machlokes, we have Yaisi, and the Chachomim by the Melech of Kesev. Chachomim say the case in the Mishkan was a case of Kesev. Yaisi says the case over there was a case of Roshim. Now, how to go paskin? So the Dakamoshe brings down the Orzua that says we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elocha points that out, paskin like Rabbi Yosi. The way the Chassam Sofer and the Sugya, how he wants to explain, it's not that there was no Kesev. Kesev was one Lam Tes Melachos, and Roshim was one Lam Tes Melachos. You have to have 39. It says, yeah, because Rabbi Yosi, Lishitosai, holds Lois Sevar Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, is in Lav Yotzas. He's missing, only has 38. And Chnami, he has Kesev and he has Roshim. He has two together. Again, the simple reading of the Sugya is, he held Roshim was B'mokim Kesev. So my colleague is that Roshim is B'mokim Kesev, or also Kesev Kesev. The Maisel, the Rambam, the Rambam Shnayis, they come along and paskin, no, we go like the Chomim, like the Derech is, not like Rabbi Yosi. So first, they get to Roshim of the Mishnah of the Av, we paskin B'ikkel like the Chomim. Come along now, there's something called Roshima Ba'alma. Now, come along to B'alach, and points out, there are really two things to get to Roshima. There's something that's called Roshima Ke'ein Kaitsev. That means when a person who writes something, he writes an outline, and then he's supposed to fill in that area. It's an outline to fill in. And then there's something called Roshima Ba'alma. That person makes a mark. He makes a line here, it stands for something. Tells you what to go do. So there are two different things of Roshima. We'll call it one's an outline, and one's a mark. Roshima Ba'alma, Roshima Moi Kaitsev. So come on, the Rambam, it says, Avada, Pirish Mishnayis, we did not pass like a B'yasi. However, Roshim is a tolder to Kaisiv. It's a tolder. Ketzat, Perkut Aleph, he says Ketzat. Roshim Roshomim V'tzuris B'Kaisul B'Shesha. Someone comes with this mark, or B'Shesha means a case of painting over here, and he draws something, like the Tzuyorim do, and they fill it in inside. That's the Negedah of Kaisiv. Now the question is, what does it mean that Roshim is a tolder of Kaisiv? What Roshim does he mean? It means the Roshim are making a mark, or the Roshim are case of an outline. Come on, the Bialocha, and brings down the Magen Mishnah. He says the understanding that Roshim means is a mark, like Rabbi Yosi. Shavuos Yaakov brings down that way, Tverei Yisrael. Roshim means any mark that you do is not the Av, it's the case of a Toldo. Says the Bialocha, if that's so, I'll bring right against it. The Gemara says, if a mark, it be chai for it, you'll leave with the left hand. You pass your pot with the left hand. The Gemara says, if Roshim be chai for it, it's Aleph Aleph. We're patting a case of Aleph Aleph. Void to be the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ketzad, example, a case of an outline. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan before in the Ma'akevus HaMishnah. What's the words that Roshim the Told of Ketzad mean? It means a case of an outline, not the case of making a mark, a Srito. So that means it comes out to the Machlokes, what does the Rambam mean? The Bialach being the Machlokes, which is Roshim the Told of Ketzad. Does it mean the idea like a Yosi, who did the Told of the same idea, a case of making a mark? So the Mishnah Berurah, that's Napshat. Not like the Magen Mishnah. The case of Roshim means the case of outline, you're making something, and something you drawn inside. Now that's Machlokes in the Rambam, how to go past it. There are those who say that the case of Roshim Ba'alma, Maisi, you know, Paskin like Chomim, but still can be also. That's the Me'iri, that's the Magen Mishnah. Tverei Yisrael, and somehow Rabbi had to say for once, that's why he against the Bialocha. At Salashani, again, the Bialocha says, Dove Pelo. The Chushulchan says, not that way. The Pashas form will go not like this, will go like the Loch, like the Mishnah Berurah. That a mark in and of itself, the Maisa will not be even Issa Deraisa. Only case of an outline that tells you where to go, draw inside, that will be Nichon the Getter of an Issa Deraisa. The Nafkamina between the two Mahalchim is the Machabish case. What happens? The person does a Roshem that's a mark that's not being Miskayim. What's the Loch in that case? That means the mark itself is not Deraisa, not Mitzad Av, not Mitzad Toldo. It's only a mark. Mark is even Issa Deraisa. But it's not Miskayim. So a Roshim, you make a mark on a Sefer. That's not Miskayim, what's the Halacha? Says the Torah, says the Mechaber, that Lamaisa it's Mutter. Mashal, the Levush, the Taz, Aruch HaShulchan, they say it's Mutter. At Sada Sheni, they want to argue from three different avenues. Either you can argue, as the Bialacha brings out the Daikim Moshe, the Ozeruah, that we pass in like Chosh Vav Yaisi, Yishmam should be Chosh Vav Yaisi, the Knesset HaGdailah. Or, even according to the Chachamim, but yeah, the Magen Mishnah is Avono. That's a Toldo according to the Rambam. Or number three, in Chanami, it's not the Reis, not I'm not a Toldo. But some call it the Abonon. A Abonon in the Miskayim, two Abonons. The Maisa, let's be Machmer. Who cares the two Abonons? Why be Mekel and the Roshan not be Miskayim? Wouldn't we have a call anywhere that two Abonons to be Mekel? Some people have a juke in the head, two Abonons in water. Lay never, it's not so. Roshan, that's the Abonon in the Miskayim, Maisa's also. And therefore, this reason they point out is a piskei Tosafos way or Shmuel Maaseh clearly Machmer and the Bach, the Bar Avram and the Chidah Shulchan Shloim and others. The Gam Mishnah Berurah is not that clear. He writes in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Machmir Mezeh, V'ayin B'Alocha. The B'Alocha being on different sides over here. It's not clear. I know some Gavonim Maaseh. He's Michael. He says Machaber. I don't know. It seems to me the newest Paiskim Maaseh are being Machmer over here to make Ushima Ba'alman that's not being Meskayim. Now, even those who are coming to be Mekel, there are two conditions in the Mishnah Berurah when to be Mekel. Number one, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Taz among Avram, Dafka went to line a mark, not a case of Oisius. Oisius not coming to be Miskayim, Avadi or even Isser. And number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Graz the Marshal, Dafka went to safe with a Dover Kosho, but not by near Rach, not by soft paper. Meaning, I think, personally, Bizman Azer, our paper would not work out this header. That means even when I go like the Mechaber and say Ushim Ba'am not be Meskayim, the Maaseh Mutter, our paper is Nirach. You make a line upon it years later, you can see the line. It might be very light, but it's always there. Since the Lechor is always there, practically the Heter will not apply even if you go like the Mechaber.
Does the Rishima have to mean something?
No, why are you making Ushima for? You might say Mlokshe to Rufoi. It's telling you something. Telling you. Change something over here. It's telling you a story.
If somebody makes a line and it doesn't have any meaning. You made a line, it doesn't have a meaning.
He folds down the corner of a page.
Oh, so let's ask you, over here this case. So you ask, can you bend a sefer on Shabbos and fold down a corner of a page? So, first, you can get involved. They ask the Chanish's question. He says, oh, it's a Masakimono. So I'm having a hard time, why is it get a Masakimono? And Bikya, 15 different Sfarim I see, at least 15, I think 17, they come along and say, the Maaseh it's Mutter. They say, you'll have bend a page. I once went to Aruba and I asked, can you bend a page? You bend it for me and give it back to me on Shabbos. Fine. So the Maaseh, the person would say you're allowed to. Now, the question is, what happened in the status of making a Roshim over here? So first of all, the idea when you bend a page to say the page over here, you don't want the marking key user. The whole point, you see that's bend inside, and you see that's the area over here. That means there's no act of Rishima mitzvah Rishima. It happens to be that way. So you could say it's a chesor in the goof of the idea of Rishima over here, Aleph. Elamai Talmid en Meskavin with a psik ratio. The first of all, psik ratio, loy, nichalai, loy, ichmaslai, it ruins the safe, you don't care for it. So you have the Aruch and all the Pais, you're like him, mice, it's mutter. Void, you have a case that's kilkel, it's not good for the safer. It's still not nichalai. So it's one job on over here. It's also a case over here, it's Rishima ba'almo. Shima Alma Meiser. Also, the Mishmur Beikah says the Chura is the case Jabbonon. So you have two Jabbonon, the Psikration Lenichalei, which Sheish Lodin, even if it's a Malacha Kiyuzeh, could be it's a the Guf Malacha over here, could be that's why the Meiser is not a problem on Shabbos. Now, they do this call us about during the week. Can you do it? The Israel told that the Tainus do that is bazoin the cover of the Sefer. Using a safe, bend it down on a page of a safe for yourself. So it could be by Tzolik's time, his form got ruined by it. The Maaseh, the Chanish of Chaim says, not to leave Mizman as there. They said, Shlomo Zalman, to go to bend a page of a Sefer. And I see a lot of Chshuvim do that. Shlomo Zalman says, forget, that's using the Sefer, the cover Sefer that you want the Sefer over here. That's for the Sefer. That's not because you and your own Tzarech. It's going to show that you come back to the Sefer over here. Therefore, they bring down the Rav Shach, and Rav Liashiv, and Rav Shtombach, and Bar Leib Shtanim. The Maaseh, they themselves did it that way. The hell, that's using the Sefer that's not a problem over here. You could discuss a third point over here. Once, let's say, you bend it, a common Shabbos, you open it and smooth it out. Can you undo the bending thing over here? Take out the crease. That will lead to a simon shebeis of gimel. You'll have to take out creases on Shabbos, which is not that simple. Fine. So we have the sugya of Roshim. That again, we have a shaila. We make a loshima that dabi miskayim machlis among the paiskim, and practically it's not too common. And the only time it really comes up is bending a paper. And Bikkur the Sram seems to say it's mutter on Shabbos. Which really leads to the next Indian, the idea of Sirtut. That means, Negev to Kaisiv, there are five different things a person can write on Shabbos. You can do Kaisiv, you can do Roshim, which is making a mark, you do Roshim, which is the case of an outline, a case of Sirtut, and a case of Tzveya. Those are five writings on Shabbos. That means that's why we're learning Tzveya now, because it connects all five sugyas together, and what exactly are the differences? So, first, is Sirtut. And this is the Raisa, Jabonon, is the Mutter Osir, told the Av. So everyone knows you take out the Mishnah, and the Ein Gimel, you read the Lam Tes Malachis. Over there, it does not say the word Sirtut. It's not there. But it does say in the Mishnah, Amolchoy Ma'avdoy. First, it cannot salt, it cannot do tannery. Kamal Gemara and Daf Ayin Hayin says, what means salting a tannery is the same exact thing. Therefore, the Gemara says, you take out salt from the Mishnah, take out one of them from the Mishnah, and you put in Sirtut. That means the Mishnah should have counted the one time in Lam Tes Melachos, the idea of Sirtut. That means salting, besides salting vegetables on Shabbos, Isra, Abonon, but salting things to keep it around is Oven Isser, or it's together with Ma'abed. And therefore, we put inside the idea of Sirtut. Now, we have Sirtut, one Lam Tes Melachos. We're saying Roshim is only a case of Drabonon, maybe a Toldo, depends on which one you're discussing. What's Sirtut and what's Roshim? What's the difference between the two? The Melachos ending over Sirtut before it said Roshim. What's the difference? So first, the simple understanding, the definition of Roshim is telling you, the gaver, what to go do. The way how Zilberstein explains it safer, when you have on the highway, you have a yellow line not to cross over. It's telling you not to cross over. Some people don't realize that, but it's telling you not to cross over. When you have a parking place, you have white around it. That's where you should go park. It's telling you what to go do. By the case of the Keresh, there are numbers here telling you where to put the Keresh. It's not the gaver Shavoy. Sirtut is the case over here when you're making a line there, telling the chetzo where to be caught in the chetzo. That means you make a line, and now you're cutting the aura by the Mishkan. You put a sirtut, and now it's telling you where to write over here. Not by mezuzah, you put a line by mezuzah, and you write a ta. It means on the chetzo what to do with this chetzo over here. Not means on the gavro, but means on the chetzo. The question they point out, if that's a simple difference, the Bi'ur Halacha says, where's the makor for the Rambam that Roshim is a toldo of Kesiv? He says, Mitzad the Yishalmi. The case of the Yishalmi is, when a person who writes an outline, it tells you to paint inside of it. So what is that? Is that Sirtut? Or is that Roshim? Says the Bi'ur Halacha, that's the case of Roshim makor for the Yishalmi. In fact, the Megillah Sefer, the Chur, that's the case of Sirtut. It says of Falk, Machzeliyo, and Shuvah, he says, it really depends. He says the case of the Rambam means when a person who writes the outline, he wants the outline. Ubishasar means he did it with paint. He wants the color over here, and he also wants the inside. Not like usually when you write a line, you only want to tell you where to cut, you don't want that line there. It's just purely to tell you where to cut on the chetzo. When you have lines, it's purely where to write on top of it. We don't care for the lines per se. But let's say a person wants the line, wants the color there, and wants other colors inside, come give you Yefi plus that, then he wants a Taina, it's also the thing in of itself, that's Nechel Get of Roshim, not Nechel Get of Kaisiv. Of Sirtut. You can't be massive to it. Not come and just purely tell you what to go do in the thing itself.
It's even worse.
It's a case of Roshim.
Roshim is a Derabuna. It's a Sirtut plus.
No, it's not Sirtut that's only Mitzad the Gavro. It's Mitzad. It's telling you in the thing itself, but you want the thing itself, therefore, since you want it, that's the case of Roshim. And also, telling you two things over here. I think it's two things. Definitely get a Roshim. Fine. But Lamaisa, in the Melach of Sirtut over here, what is the Kimto we're discussing? So, you read the Rishonim. Rashi said the case of Sirtut is we're appearing where to go cut by the Ora of the Mishkan. Numash Swam being down that way. Gam the Rambam calls it the case of a Toldo. The way the Rambam says it's an Achon of the case of Ksiva. It means Rashi has one Loshin, the Rambam says another Loshin. And the Sharetzim points out, there's no Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam to get to the Rises. Just again, what's the av? What's the case of the toldo? A chun of a cunning, a chun of a writing over here. Again, we read the shas and the sugyo, and that find, hey, it sounds like he's making machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam. Now we have a case over here preparing to cut for the skin, preparing for the case of writing. What happens if you want to prepare for the case of cunning food? Is that also nichon neged of sirtut? Sirtut for eichlin. So there's a mishnah brura and siman reish ayin dalid. Quoting a Magen Avraham that says how to cut your lechem mishnah on Shabbos. The way how it is during the week is when you have let's say Rosh Chodesh today, and you want to have your challah, your bread. What you're supposed to do, you're supposed to cut most of it before you make the bracha. You pick it up; it still should be attached, And then you finish your bracha, then finish it off. We're supposed to cut more than half the chal over here. Why? Because it should not be hefsik from the bracha to eating over here. It says the lochon kuf samach zayin. That's only negeret yemei chol. Have negeret Shabbos, you have to have a lech mishum. That's the case of a sholem. Therefore, do not do it on Shabbos. That way, you do not cut the chalo. However, it says the Magar Ram Mishrua, the Medaktikim, those who want to make the concept of the inn over here, they make a Rishim, they make a mark in the chalo, telling them where to go cut. Then they cut on Shabbos. Now, some people make a mark, they can't find it, it takes more time to find the mark. But Maisa is supposed to make a mark and start cutting it or show you where to go cut. Is there a Bayam Mitzad the Sugya of Sirtot? It's telling you where to go cut. Tell you where to go cut the Oriz Osir. Can you tell you where to go cut the Chalos? So Rav Karp in the Shabbos for Shabbos, he brings down Pershimas and Hogas of Benim Chaim Brisk, says not to make the mark on top of your Chalo. Mitzad the Chash Isir Sirtot. Sirtot. Why? Just like there's the Isir of Kesiv on Eichlin. So Sirt is preparing for the act of Kain Kesivo or cutting over here. And they want to say this is Isser. The answer of Rav Karp, Vitzorach Ina, the Shmur is Nechayna. The Maisha is saving Nishma Shabbos of Harpness. He says the Maisha, you should be personally didactic. If you're trying to get the same ear, where to go caught? He wants to say Echlam Yitzalser. So if you get moved over a little bit here and there, that's not the same place. If you're trying to get the same area, one time you have Bayam Tzad Asugi of Sirtot. The Baya, they point out, but the Shmur and Magavam is saying the Medaktikim, those who know, do a Rishim. How do we call the Isser Sirtot? So there are three separate svaras, one might say to be Michael. One svar is there an Isser? The whole idea over here is when you're doing a Sirtot for a malach, you're preparing for a malacho. Cutting or is mechatech. Cutting, writing is kaisiv. If you do a chono for something that's not a malacho, maybe there's no Isser Sirtot. Now, Ramosha, they asked him one time, brought down Megagivitz Oilam, can a person shave on Shabbos? Moshe, the Abad is mutter. The Isra Moshe is any tzad to be machmer? And not Shabbos, during the week. Shave during the week. So Moshe said Abad is mutter. I just want to see if you guys are listening. So the person in the Sherol Ist, is any tzad to be machmer? So Moshe said, just like the tzad to be machmer on Shabbos, not to cut yichals als kreitzer. So one guy walked away from me and said, oh, I can't cut yichals on Shabbos als kreitzer. That's not what Moshe meant. It meant the Maaseh, there's no Shiloh, it's mutter, and therefore that's the same way you like Koyichal on Shabbos, no Isser shaving at all during the week, not on Shabbos. So therefore, since the idea of Koyichal is no Malach over here, but also Sirtus is Otto Malach, there's no Malach over here. That's one Svara. A second Svara, there's no Sirtus by Oichlan. Certain Malach is applied to Oichlan, certain one doesn't. For example, can you rip your food? Is it Kweir by Oichlan? No, but not. Why? You have to see what the Svara is. Is it Mechatik by Oichlan? No, there isn't. So on certain malachas we see by Boina, it is by Eichlin. Maka Padisha might be by Eichlin. Ksiva also there be a case by Eichlin. So which one's yeah, which one's not? The Bim Mavuch among the Achreinim. But in the last point of our time, there's no Sirtut by Eichlin. Vaid, when they ask the question of Chaim Knievsky, he says, think about what are you doing over here? When you're making a mark over here in the Chalo, what's the reason? You're starting the Betzio. You're starting the cutting. It's not like when you're making a mark and telling you how to go cut with a scissor. You're making a mark and telling you how to write. I'm starting the act of cutting. I can't start cutting something. I just start to cut. Starting the cut is the starting process of cutting a challah, which is not kaitzer, the ma'aseh mutter on Shabbos. That's why you want to tie the ma'aseh mutter. Therefore, the moin am and the medaktikim go like the magaram. Agam Mitzlach says not to go do it. We don't go. We minig is like the magaram mishnah brua. And the person that does make a roshim of the challahs on Shabbos not seem to be this iser of sirtut over here. They point out maybe a nafkamino and how they understand the heter why sirtut by chal's work. The locha by mezuzah, if you see a mezuzah, has lines there, and then it has oisius. The locha is, let's say you wrote the oisius, you can put the sirtut afterwards. You don't need to have the sirtut beforehand. Sirtut afterwards, the maaser works. So if you said over here, is sirtut is a chun for malacha, it's not a chun for malacha. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. If the heter is kasirtut, besides no sirtut by Eichlin, then the mezuzah will be also. Depending on what svar you're coming out with, instead of Zilberstein, the nafkamina will be, the maaseh can you make sirtut the mezuzah after the oisius were written over here. They also discuss, can a person do sirtut on a person's body? That means the gate, let's say a person of Kroch Nefesh on Shabbos, by surgery. So sometimes you have to make a mark on the body where exactly you got cut. Well, by the case of a bris milah, sometimes you'll have to make a mark where exactly you got cut by specific cases. Is there nichel iser of making a mark with the sugya of sirtut where it got cut? So there's the question of chodashani, no zilbushin, and the shmashamba. They also the ma'aser is preparing for the malach that's aser. And therefore, they say negate to milah, since Nishma Shabbos is only a hechsher for the milah, not the milah itself. And therefore, if a person cannot do it on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, the making the mark of the milah, he said he cannot do the bris milah on Shabbos. He's on the issur of seretot. So if there's a double chin, you have to go get a goy to go make the mark of the negated surgery. Otherwise, you buy a mitzvah to give a seretot. That means you have to realize that making a mark is one lam tes malachas. And if it's, even though it's a hechsher of the koch nefesh, you always try to go get a goy to go do it. And the negated milah will not be a heter, and therefore you have to make sure you do it in a way it will not be doicha Shabbos. Therefore, milah will be pushed off to Sunday.
It's
for the surgery, it's koch nefesh. For the milah, you wait till Sunday. It's not doicha Shabbos over here.
Well,
even it's bizmana. Yeah, it's not. Something is not the milah itself. Only hechsher milah machlokes in the Gemara. Mishnah, hechsher mitzvah is doich, we pass not doich, so you push off the Sunday.
It's like the beginning of the, over there, you're using a different kli.
Right, so next sugi is the sugi of Tzveya. Now, Tzveya, there are two different places in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chof and Simen Shin Gimel. Now, the Maram Koimis, I wrote to see them together right now. Gam L'Chabur will be developed to Wednesday and Thursday, because I know I can go very long and I don't want to be so long, so brought up two different places, one Shin Chof, one Shin Gimel. We'll see both of them nicely right now. I think it's very important to see the stipler inside in Simen Mem. What is the chil between the case of Kosev and the case of Tzveya? Nafkamina is very important. Nafkamina that Moichik, Beker the Post, can say only applies to Kosev and not Tzveya. So that means Tzveya, like makeup and Tzveya, you can wash off the makeup on Shabbos. If the world is Kosev, what is Tzveya? And after that, we'll start Chazara and then Bez Hashem have Bechino on next Wednesday. That's Slacho.